This is the award-winning Speak Your Peace with Darren Dudrick on 1400 AM, 96.7 FM, KODI, and 1140 AM, KZMQ.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Darren Dudrick. If you have a comment or question, you may call us at 587-1400 or 1-866-833-4400. Speak Your Peace is brought to you by Tim Mayhew of Level 4 Wealth Management in downtown Cody. Call today for no cost, no obligation consultation, 586-2700. Also brought to you in part by First Bank of Wyoming, your home lending partner in town, and Mountain High Health Foods for health foods, vitamins, herbs, books, anything for healthy living. Stop by Mountain High Health Foods, top of the hill in Cody. Once again, the phone number is 587-1400 or 1-866-833-4400. When calling us callers, please tell us your first and last name. We limit callers to one call per show. Today's guest on Speak Your Peace, we have a full house. We're going to be talking about the Elks today on Speak Your Peace, and it's our privilege to have we're very grateful to have the national president and the state president of the Elks in the studio. We got Malcolm McPherson Jr., who's the grand exalted ruler of the Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks of the United States of America. We have Pat Russell, who's the Wyoming Elks state president from Guernsey, Wyoming. And locally here, we have Larry Christie, the Cody Elks past state president as well. How's everybody doing today?
Everybody doing great.
Thanks for coming in and talking to us about the Elks. I know that it's a big weekend for the Elks, and it's a big year for the Elks as they celebrate their 150th year. Absolutely incredible. Now, I'll start real fast, just briefly. Larry Christie of the Cody Elks, there's a mid-winter convention. That's why we have people here today in the studio, the state president and national president, right?
Yes, sir. We're very privileged to be able to host this convention this year. We really enjoy hosting it, and it's a real extreme pleasure when we have our national president here to celebrate it with us.
And it's today through Sunday, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, we'll dive into that a little bit later, but I want to get the audience to know you guys, and we'll just go around the studio here, and you can tell us a little bit about yourself. We'll start with the Grand Exalted Ruler, Malcolm McPherson. Malcolm, thanks for coming in, and I hope you enjoy Cody. Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you could.
Okay, I am an attorney. I've been a part of the Elks since 1981. I got involved with the Elks since my father-in-law asked me to join this great organization, and since then I've been hooked with the Elks. I was very involved on the lodge level, district level, state level, then we got involved on the Grand Lodge level. So since the Grand Lodge level, I was on the Grand Forum, which is really the Supreme Court of the Elks. And from there, I became a special deputy, which oversaw the state of New Jersey. And now I am the national president of the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks.
Now, total overall years with the Elks, how many years have you been with the Elks?
37 years.
37 years. Well, now that you're an attorney, I got to be careful what I say.
That's correct.
So, because I got to make sure all my wording's right and everything. My I's are dotted and my T's are crossed. Now, how does one become Grand Exalted Ruler? That's a pretty hefty title there.
It's truly an honor to be Grand Exalted Ruler. I mean, we have over 800,000 members in our association, our organization, and you really work your way up there. You get involved on the district level, the state level, Grand Lodge level, and then you get involved with various committees that you're on, whether it's the Grand Board of Trustees, the Grand Forum, the Judiciary, and then when the need comes for your state to have a sponsor, they'll ask you to become the national president.
Wow. Do you have any hesitation? You say, well, I'll do it.
It's an honor to do this.
Yeah, that's great.
And you get the privilege of traveling to every state association in this country.
So you get to visit every state?
Yes.
So is Wyoming your favorite state, aside from New Jersey, of course? But
Well, New Jersey's the favorite state, but Wyoming's tied for second, without a doubt.
not as much traffic here in Wyoming?
Well, when we were flying in last night, my wife looked out at the plane around 11:30, and she saw two cars. And she goes, those must be the cars that are picking us up at the airport.
she was right, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, we will go to Pat Russell, who is the Elks state president. And what a privilege to have you here, Pat. You're from Guernsey, Wyoming, it looks like, right?
Yes, and thank you for having us here today. I'll
have you pull your mic up so we can hear you, Brighton.
Oh, okay. Is that better?
Okay. I think that, yeah. So I think we're having a little trouble hearing you a little bit, but we'll give it a try.
Okay. Maybe I need to increase it. Mm. So I live in Guernsey.
Okay.
I am a member of the Lusk Lodge, though, number 1797, which is about 40 miles from me one way. And as we know in Wyoming, you know, you drive about everywhere. So I became active with the Elks about 17 years ago. And due to...
You know what I might do, Pat? Why don't you switch mics real fast with Malcolm? I think that mic, there's a problem with that mic, if we could. And we'll go ahead and do that. Let's do that real fast. All right, there you go.
All right.
Now we can hear you bright and clear. Good.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
Yeah, apologize about the mic problem. Okay, we had a problem earlier with that mic, so we got them set. So you're from Guernsey. You've been in the, how long you been in the Elks for again?
17 years.
Wow, okay.
So I learned what the Elks did. My father was not an Elk, but other people I knew were Elks and wanted some place to do some volunteer, learned what the Elks did, and someone proposed me for membership, and it's history since then. So became involved with our needy youth program at the lodge level, at the district level, and at the state level. Other committees at our lodge, been involved with those. Became involved with some state committees as well. And then, of course, I've been district deputy for the Grand Exalted Ruler. And then had the privilege of my lodge proposing me to be third vice president, and then you move up, generally speaking. So this is my fourth year as in the leadership of the Wyoming Elks Association and president.
Are you a lifetime Wyomingite?
I am not. I actually started out in western Nebraska. Eastern Nebraska.
Moved your way
west.
Further west. Okay.
Yes.
So do you like being state president? Is that as Malcolm goes to every state, you have to go to every city in Wyoming? Is that how that works?
Actually, I am. you don't have to, but right. I am working to visit every lodge. So that's
good.
We have 16 lodges, including mine. So I am making visits to the 15 this year. I think I've completed 8. So I will finish those up before May when my term is up.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now I'm going to go to you, Larry, real fast. If you can tell us a little about the Cody Elks. How long have you been an Elk for, Larry?
I've been an Elk for 15 years.
15 years. And are you originally from Cody?
I am originally from Florida.
Florida, wow.
Yeah, but okay. I moved to Cody 16 years ago, and a good friend of mine asked me would I like to join a family-friendly organization, and kind of sold me on the Cody Elks, and then I got in their leadership going through the chairs and different things and was the Exalted Ruler a number of years back, and then went further and did some district deputy work for the Grand Exalted Ruler, and then became state president.
How many members are there in the Cody Elks, would you say?
I think we're about 880-some-odd, give or take, members. I'm not exactly sure on the number. Now, I know we've got a positive gain this year.
Well, that's good.
Already, yeah, we're just doing awesome. We got great leadership at our lodge. We're, as you know, pretty involved in our community.
Almost everything. It seems like the Elks are involved in everything. Yeah.
Well, they came up with a pretty neat slogan of, you know, on the see how the Elks invest in the community and how you can become a community investor. And that's kind of taken off in town. People really, I think they just kind of gravitate towards that. You know, it's pretty pretty direct in what we do. And with our involvement with the youth and our veterans, we stay pretty active.
What are the plans for this weekend for those that aren't members of the Elks? What does this midwinter convention consist of? What happens?
Well, today it's mostly the state officers that have a lot of meetings. We have an advisory board meeting. That's like all the past state presidents and things. Go over situations that are happening in the state. And then tomorrow morning we'll have our regular state meeting and conduct business. And we'll have our Grand Exalted Ruler speak with us. We'll actually have Senator Barrasso speak with us again tomorrow, too, which will be really nice to have. And then we have a big banquet on Saturday night, you know, and of course our guest speaker will be our Grand Exalted Ruler. And it's just nice to have him here and have that national leadership to kind of give us a little kick in the pants and keep us
you in line,
well,
right?
No, just keep you motivated. These gentlemen that we've had as Grand Exalted Rulers are wonderful men, and they're very motivating, and they help us to stay on track and bring new ideas from their states and from what's going on around the country as well. So it kind of keeps us more informed on a national level.
This is a Wyoming Mid-State Convention. Is that what that is?
That's correct.
How many people you plan on being here from different parts of Wyoming?
We've got about 146 registered members going to be here, and then spouses and all that too. So it's a pretty good amount.
Now, Malcolm, the Elks have been around, as I said, to open the show, 1868. That's just incredible. 150 years of the Elks, and New York City sounds like where they were founded. What can you tell us about the history of the Elks, the audience? What do you know about it, or anything interesting that you find fascinating with the history?
You know, this year in particular, since we are celebrating our 150th anniversary, it's really a privilege for myself and my wife to go around as the national president and first lady and visit all these state associations. I mean, it was founded 150 years ago. The first lodge we had was from New York, New York number one, and is really founded by a group of men who were into plays, basically, who wanted to have a good time, but then they realized that they can do more for the communities and for charity, where they started to branch off to help the people in need in their communities. And from there, it just grew to where it is now, 150 years, you know, in existence. When you look around, you really can't have that many organizations or corporations that can say they've been around for 150 years. I mean, this year, my theme is strengthening Elkdom through community awareness. And I really believe that we have to educate and inform our communities of the great work that the Elks do for the communities. Because when I'm going around to a lot of the state associations or the lodges, the communities really do not know of the great work we're doing. And to say that what we're doing for the veterans, the youth, the drug awareness programs, the scholarships, we offer so much, and we really have to inform the communities of this great work. And we can really see, hopefully, this year for our 150th anniversary, we'll have an increase in membership.
Where did the term Elks come from? Why that word? And do you know the background of that by chance?
When they were first contemplating the idea of forming this organization, they had a variety of lot of names, a lot of different animals.
Really?
But then when they settled on the Elks, they really believe an elk is a strong animal, fleet of foot. And they decided to take the word Elks.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better than rabbits or something like that, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
It's probably Elk. You chose a really good animal. I think that's a good thing, especially for Wyoming.
Yep.
I mean, bring it right to Wyoming. Now, is there, I guess, of the national, I mean, you could go local, you can go statewide. It's just amazing just how many things the Elks are involved in. I could tell you right now, you mentioned one of your goals is a community awareness, and if I can say something good about the Cody Elks, as I was telling to start the show, the Cody Elks seem to be involved in everything. I mean, people in Cody know who the Elks are. They know where they're located. They know the presence because almost every event we have, if the Elks aren't sponsoring it, there's a member of the Elks that's involved in it. So, I mean, that's a good thing. And I guess what are the other goals you have for?
Well, with that community awareness, this year, since it is our 150th anniversary, the Elks National Foundation, on the national level, set aside over $12 million that every lodge can apply for what's called an anniversary grant. And they set aside the sum of $1,500 for a lodge to use that money to do a project in their communities. So that's one way of where we're really trying to say, if we have over 1,900 lodges, and hopefully all 1,900 lodges apply for and utilize that anniversary grant of $1,500, that they'll bring to our great word of our projects, our scholarship, our youth, our veterans, drug awareness into that community and really be a partner with them like they're doing here in Cody.
Now, I'm assuming one of the goals that you have as the Exalted Ruler is to increase membership. That's always, I think, every club, whether the Rotarians, the Eagles, whoever, the membership's always a big deal. How do you do that as in your position? What's the key of doing
that? If you look at it overall, for the last 36 years, we had a decline in membership.
Really?
This year, the last few years, we've been coming close to get a positive increase in it. But I really think if we inform the members of what we're doing, get them involved in the lodge level, and they can go out to their communities and then get involved in a state level for the whole state, you have to ask people to join. When I've been going around so far, going to different state associations, we're meeting a whole variety of individuals. And whether they're in the service or not, when you talk to them, one was on the Hurricane Hunters worked, you know, in those planes. He went to an Elks Lodge in high school because he went to a dinner there for their high school senior dance. We explained what the Elks were involved, and I asked him that day, do you want to become a member? I gave him the application. He signed up, and he was initiated last week into our order.
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, you have to ask the people.
What do you think caused the decline? Is there any way to pinpoint something like that?
I think it's nationwide the different organizations where people, times change.
Yeah, busy world we live in, sure.
Work, family obligations where they couldn't spend all the time, for the Elks or any organization, as a matter of fact.
How about Cody Elks, though, Larry? Are they steady, I guess, membership-wise, would you say?
Yes, we're really steady. We had a big increase, or we started out at a higher number of years ago and kind of had a decrease for a number of years. But the more we got active in positive programs in our community, the more the community wanted to become a part of it. And so we've had an increase in membership for the last couple of years, which is really nice. It's a hard thing to do, but it's 100% about getting out and telling all these listeners that are listening to us now and all our people in our community about what we do and how they can get involved. You know, a lot of people want to get involved, but they just don't know how to get an application or how to become a member of any organization. So we're pretty proactive about going out and asking people to be members. When we put on an event or sponsor it, most of our officers and our members go out and talk to the people that come to these events and say, hey, this is what we're doing. If you would be interested in becoming a part of something like this, we would like to have you. And we've just had a really good feedback that way.
Pat, what can you tell us about membership statewide? How is the membership? Is it pretty leveled off? Is it increasing, or what are you seeing?
Well, just like at the national level, we've have seen that decrease in the state over several years. However, I do believe that has stabilized. And we have right now 4 lodges that should have an increase this year.
Nice.
So we came very close to having an increase last year as well. So I'm hopeful that this year that we will make it. We've really been focusing on that. And again, I think it's about telling our communities what we do and how and showing them what we do and not being so quiet about it. I think we've kind of been quiet about it a lot and haven't really put it out there what we do. And so showing people what we do, they want to be involved. And, you know, I'm pretty forthright. So I asked, you know, but not everybody's willing to ask what do you do?
That's the first part of it. Just asking somebody, hey, you want to be involved.
So I think once they know what you're doing and they want to be involved, yes, you can. And we come from all walks of life.
Now, we need to take a break, but before we do, Larry was saying the membership at the Cody Elks is around 800. Where does that rank as far as the statewide? That seems like a pretty big number for Wyoming.
I think it's either one or two.
Really?
Oh, it's three.
Three.
According to my husband that's sitting over there.
Yeah, there you go. The peanut gallery over here. Give
me
a guy. There you go. Well, we're going to take a quick break on Speaker PC. If you'd like to join the conversation today, we're talking about the Elks. Give us a call, 587-1400. We're back with more Speaker PC right after these messages.
The views and or opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views and or opinions of this station or its advertisers.
Are you suffering with weight gain, emotional fragility, premature aging, and more? This is Marty from Mountain High Health Foods inviting you to a seminar on Tuesday, January 23rd at 6:30 with speaker Shayna Hoag, a certified nutrition practitioner and health coach. Shayna will help us understand how hormone imbalances relate to fatigue, premature aging, weight gain. Learn how to make changes to improve your health. The cost is just $15. Register today by calling Mountain High Health Foods in Cody at 587-1700.
Hi, this is Joe Bauer, mortgage lender at First Bank of Wyoming. Your home is important to you. After all, it's probably the biggest investment you'll make in your lifetime, and you want to be sure you're placing your trust in the right lender when you're ready to buy, build, or refinance. That's where we come in. Your friends and neighbors at First Bank of Wyoming will be here with you every step of the home loan process, from application to closing, and we've got the experience to answer any questions that may come up along the way. Just visit any of our mortgage lenders today to get started with your free home mortgage consultation. First Bank of Wyoming, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you need physical or occupational therapy, the choice is yours. Ask for a referral to Canyon Therapy. This is Allison Tipton, and we offer care designed to get you back to a healthy lifestyle. We work closely with your physician to ensure that you have the best possible outcome, and our elite team of therapists are some of the best in the business. Canyon Therapy is conveniently located on Cody's West Strip. Call 587-9789. Canyon Therapy. Relief. Recovery. Results.
Planning a rustic Wyoming wedding with wide open spaces, clear lakes, and stunning mountain backdrops? Monster Lake Ranch is the perfect place to say I do. Call us today for all the details. We also invite you to join us every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for dinner in the Bliss Restaurant. You will love what Chef DeWitt is cooking up. The menu is always new and always delicious. Monster Lake Ranch, just 10 minutes south of Cody. Call 587-5960.
Hey snowmobilers, don't let winter start without you. Rogers Sports Center has the latest Ski-Doo Summit snowmobiles and accessories that you need. Available with powerful 850 E-Tech engines and agile Rev Gen 4 chassis, Summits are built to give you the epic winter you've been waiting for. Save up to $1,000 on select 2018 models with 0% for 36 months for qualified customers on all 2018 models when you visit Rogers Sports Center during Ski-Doo's Winter Celebration promotion until January 31, 2018. Ski-Doo, what matters is what's next.
Restrictions apply. Customer offers vary based on creditworthiness. See dealer for details.
This is Amelia Miller, member of our Cody Elks Lodge. On behalf of our exalted ruler, lodge officers, and local members, I want to welcome all Wyoming Elks and visiting Elks from other states to the state convention here in Cody. These members are proud, patriotic American citizens whose goal is to help those in need. So if you see an Elks member this weekend, please thank them, investing in our communities. And as always, stop by your local Elks Lodge to see how you can become a community investor.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We are back on Speak Your Peace. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Darren Dudrick. Today we're talking about the Elks in the studio. It's our pleasure to have the Grand Exalted Ruler of the Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks of the United States of America, Malcolm McPherson Jr., along with the Wyoming Elks State President, Pat Russell, and we have Larry Christie, the Cody Elks, here as well. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call, 587-1400. Pat, I wanted to ask you just if you can give our listeners some kind of idea, just the different things the state Elks are involved in, just so people have an idea how active statewide the Elks organization is.
Absolutely. So thank you. So we're involved with our veterans.
Put your mic up a little bit. There you go.
We're involved We're involved with our veterans at in the hospitals that, you know, the veterans hospitals. Mm-hmm. We help support them. We also help any veteran that needs help. We also do what we call hides for vets, and we collect hides that then go to be processed where veterans make those into different products. So, and I know Cody's very involved in that with all the hunting that's around here, and so we appreciate that. Wyoming has been number two and number three in years past in the number of hides that we have collected, so that's quite an effort. And so we help our veterans. We help the youth in a variety of ways through scholarships. And those scholarships are going to be coming up. So if you have a senior, please go out and look at our applications and get those in by March 1st. So we do provide many scholarships, vocational and to college. And in addition to our youth, we do have our Needy Youth Program. That program helps the children across the state with medical needs, maybe a ramp into their house if they have a disability, clothing, if they've had a fire. I know recently there was a fire here in Cody, and we helped those two young children get some clothing. So we're, you know, very involved with the needs of our children as well. We promote the soccer shoot, which is a for soccer.
Okay.
And gives the children an opportunity to meet other children across the state because they go to the state meet. And they get to earn some trophies and have some camaraderie and just use their skills. Also, our hoop shoot, which is coming up. And some of them have had their locals. And we're getting ready to have our state shoot soon and our regionals. And they get to go to the national level with the hoop shoot. And
that's kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, and actually, we've had a young lady out of Worland that won at the national level with a perfect score.
Wow, okay.
So, in years past. So, you know, they get to be involved with other kids, not only just in our state, but sometimes across the nation. And then we have several other things that we work on. I'm trying to think of.
You know, this would be a lot shorter show if I just asked you guys what you guys don't do. Because, I mean, because it's amazing, again, how much the Elks are involved. Pat, what fundraiser-wise, because I know fundraisers are big with these types of organizations. What type of fundraisers do you guys have? And if there's people out there listening that want to give maybe to the State Elks, what can they do?
Well, currently we have our current raffle going on for two pistols.
Okay.
So we draw for those two pistols on Saturday night. So come to the lodge or we'll sell you a raffle ticket.
There you go. The Cody Elks Lodge. You can pick up a raffle ticket for that. Oh, nice. Okay.
Right. So those funds not only support the Wyoming Elks Association, but we also have, we're donating 30% each to our charities, to West, which supports our needy youth, Wyoming Elks State Trust, that supports our needy youth program, and then to ENF, which is our Elks National Foundation, so that supports the bigger programs for everyone.
So what happens statewide? You have the lodges throughout Wyoming, and when they have fundraisers, do they give a portion of that to the state? Is that how some of the state, or how does that work?
No, not generally.
Okay.
They're supporting their local.
The local ones, okay.
The local ones. But again, all of us are members of the Wyoming Elks Association from our lodges. So.
It's one big association.
Right,
so.
Right.
Now, nationally, Malcolm, what are some of the things that programs and so forth that the Elks are involved in maybe at a nationwide basis? What can you tell us about?
Well, you mentioned it before, and Pat mentioned the Elks National Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
That was set up on a Grand Lodge level where any individual can donate $10 up to as much as they want to the Elks National Foundation. That money that is received through the foundation is invested. And last year, through the Elks National Foundation, I know the state of Wyoming Elks members donated over $39,000 to the National Elks National Foundation. What Wyoming got back from that donation of $39,000 was really over $86,000 they received back to use for their youth programs, their scholarships, their charities, and their veteran programs.
Wow.
And in addition to the money they receive back from the Elks National Foundation, they also have various grant programs that are available if the lodge applies, whether they call it a Promise Grant, a Beacon Grant, the Anniversary Grant. And last year, out of the 16 lodges in this state, 13 of the lodges applied for those grants and received over $46,000, which they put back in the communities. You know, that's one aspect for the Grand Lodge. Grand Lodge has a very strong national service program where we take care of our veterans. Every state will visit the hospitals for the veterans, will arrange bingo games, transportation for the veterans to various sporting events, to their lodge for dinners. We also have a subcommittee from there. It's called the Army of Hope, which was set up a number of years ago, which helps the families of the men and women that go in the armed services and go overseas to protect our freedoms, that they will go into those families that they need a repair in the house. They need assistance with their children. Whatever assistance they need, the Elks will go there to those families and really try to help them. So, you know, while their loved ones are away, we're trying to assist them to cope with everything they have to do day by day. The youth programs, the National Hoop Shoot Contest is on a lodge level. It goes to a district level, state level, region level. And then the winners, it's for boys and girls ages 8 to 13, they shoot 25 foul shots. If they were able to win the region level, they go to the national contest, which was held in Chicago, our national headquarters. So you have children from all across the country coming to meet one another with their families, and they're competing against one another. And these children, when they're shooting these foul shots, you take 25, half of them are getting 24 out of 25, 25 out of 25. They're making these foul shots. They're making the professionals look bad, I can tell you that.
They must practice this stuff.
They practice, and then the winners get their name inscribed in the National Basketball Hall of Fame in Massachusetts.
Really?
Yes. You know, so they can go up there and see that they were a hoop shoot winner for their age category, and their name's in the Hall of Fame.
How cool is that?
Yes. And then our scholarships, we give out more scholarships, only second to the government throughout this country, whether it's on a lodge level, national level.
Jeez.
It's millions of dollars that are given out each year to the youth for their scholarships. And it's, you know, four-year college, two-year college, vocational. The money's there for them to get the education they need.
You know, when you go state to state, Malcolm, and you visit the different lodges, like this week, and you're visiting the Cody Lodge specifically, but what are some of the unique things that you hear about from different lodges in different states that they're doing to be part of the community and to help raise money for the Elks? What do you hear?
Each state association has a different state major charity.
Okay.
You know, because the area is different. You know, for here, they're doing for children in need. Mm-hmm. Some of them have a CP center where they support. They buy the buses to take the children to and from the homes to the schools. The veterans, they're buying the buses to transport the veterans from the facility, maybe to a hospital or to an activity. Many of the states have different camps for special children. Depends on their needs. Some of the states have a school set up for to help the families with children that have cancer at young ages. So it's a whole variety of different state projects where they're really focuses on special children, children in need, children that are suffering from disabilities, cancer, or diseases. You know, you see that. But what the one thing we're really seeing on with the state association is our drug awareness program. Last year, we were informed that over 75,000 people died from drug overdoses. It's an epidemic now with the prescription drugs and the heroin that the children are getting hooked on this, and you're seeing more and more overdoses. Now, on a national level, we just teamed up with the DEA. It's called Strategy 360, where they're going to be going into various states as trial projects, trying to make a difference. They're going to have the law enforcement, the medical, and then the Elks involved, trying to really educate, monitor, and listen to these children and to really educate them on the dangers and the abuse of prescription drugs and heroin to show there is an alternative, the different ways to go around this, and really to help the students where they become the leaders going back to their schools and helping a fellow student.
How does it make you feel as you have been involved in Elks now for almost 40 years
yes.
now, and you're traveling across the country and you just see just clubs growing and people involved? I mean, you never had that perspective when you're in New Jersey, but man, when you travel around the country, you probably see it firsthand. How does it make you feel as an
you
Elk?
You really do see it firsthand. It makes you so proud to be part of this organization, seeing the great work that we are doing for the veterans, for the youth, for the elderly. It really makes you feel good that you're making a difference in somebody's life, to making it a little bit better for them each day. And you can't be more prouder of what's being done.
Most people, unless they've been living under a rock, they know who the Elks are and what they do. But I know you always want to, your presence always wants to grow. What do you think can happen for the Elks to get maybe a bigger presence in different places across the country? You have any ideas in mind to do that?
Well, I really think if we can grow in membership, more people become aware of, or we have a whole variety of programs.
Sure.
I mean, you can't be involved in each program, but you maybe want to be with the veterans, the youth, the scholarship, the drug awareness. The more we get more members, more people involved, we can reach out to more members of the community and the state. You know, here in Wyoming, you have 16 lodges, but how many cities do you have? We can branch out to get new lodges in different cities to make our presence felt.
Pat, as president of the Wyoming Elks, what are some of your goals, some of the things you've been trying to accomplish, or some things you have planned here in the future?
Well, one of the things that we've been working on is increasing our online presence. So we actually just launched a new website. So you can go out to yoelks.org and get a sense of what we do.
And that's connected, I'm assuming, to the national website as well, right?
Right. You can link back and forth.
Great.
Yes. So all the lodges have a presence on there as well.
Cody does as well, yep.
Yes. And so you can also donate from that site to our Wyoming Elk State Trust, which helps our needy youth. So we're trying to increase that awareness as well, because that's where everybody's going, right?
Sure.
Everybody uses their phone.
The young kids got their smartphone in their face 24 hours a day. So you got to, exactly, sure.
Yeah. So our newsletters are out there showing what we do out in the community. So that's one thing that we've worked on and been successful. One of the other things is, I think sometimes when somebody when a program doesn't necessarily become successful right away, people tend to drop it. My philosophy is sometimes you have to continue and try, maybe just a little twist on what you were doing to improve that, but don't give up. And my motto has actually been fall forward. Always fall forward instead of backward when something doesn't work right. Gather together and find a way to make it happen. So, you know, it took Thomas Edison 1,001 times to get the light bulb right. So he had 1,000 times it did not work. And that's the kind of mindset that I think we need to do, too, with our programs. And just don't give up right away.
So there's a lot of programs that may not do well maybe the first year, but maybe take an innovative approach to it, try something different maybe the next year.
Absolutely.
And so forth. Okay.
Yeah.
And is the online thing, you think, going to work out for you? Is that something you feel that people are going to, this is going to help bring more presence to the Elks, you feel?
I do. And of course, the younger generation as well. Now, I'm of the older generation, and I use my computer and my online all the time. So I like to have that information as well at right with me. And I pull up the website all the time when people ask me. So I do believe that that is the right way to move forward. And I'm sure, you know, we'll become more in the other social media, Facebook, you know, again, that's where people are looking today to find those things.
How generous have the people of Wyoming been to the Elks, would you say, for the most part? Is it, you feel like they're open to what you guys have been doing so far?
Oh, absolutely. And again, as soon as they know what we're doing, I mean, their arms open up, right? That's why Cody's involved in all these activities and sponsoring some. The same thing at my home lodge. I mean, we're involved with, you know, the Easter egg hunt and, you know, all kinds of activities through the Elks and in the community. So I think that's what it takes. Yeah.
Now, your home lodge is Guernsey, right?
My home lodge is Lusk, Wyoming.
Lusk, okay. All right.
Yes. We don't have a lodge in Guernsey. Guernsey's only about 1,100 people.
Ah.
So
we'll get them all involved. Get the whole town. It could be the town of Guernsey Elks Lodge, right?
There you go. Yeah. So I'm a member of Lusk, which is about 40 miles away. My husband's actually a member of the Torrington Lodge, 30 miles away.
So you got the family spread across different organizations. That's wonderful. That's a great thing. Malcolm, youth-wise, is one of the goals is to get more young people involved in the Elks, or how can you do that? Can you do that?
Definitely.
Is there a certain age? Or
We are trying to get the youth more involved. I mean, because, you know, we give the scholarships to the people going to college, the students. And, you know, to become an Elk, you have to be 21 years of age, an American citizen, and believe in a God. Somehow we were losing the youth after they went to college, and when they graduated, we weren't getting them involved in our organization. Now we're trying to do that, and we're really seeing that if you look at the members that are joining the Elks now, it's a younger generation that's joining, and it's really a younger generation that are becoming involved as officers in the lodge now, which is great to see because they're bringing their friends in and their family. I always say, you know a family member, you know a relative, you know a friend, a neighbor, a coworker. If you ask them to join, they'll become involved, and they'll really love what they're doing. And just in New Jersey itself, our Exalted Rulers, they started a young Exalted Ruler Club because out of 112 lodges, 25 lodges have Exalted Rulers that are 30 and below. So it's really
impressive.
Nice seeing that of the youth becoming, you know, the younger generation getting involved.
Because in this day and age, it's tough to get the youth involved in anything. I mean, besides technology. What do you think's brought them in? What's been the thing that's really they've been hooked on with the Elks. What is it about the Elks that draws that younger audience?
One of their friends asked them to join, whether they wanted to come down to the lodge to see football, Monday night football or anything. But after they saw what the programs we were doing, really for the youth and the scholarships, they got hooked on it. And they wanted to be part of it, to be spread the word to their friends. And that's what we're seeing, that as soon as they see one of the programs that they like, they can be involved with, then we have them.
And they just gotta, you give them the door and you're set.
That's right.
We're going to take a quick break on Speaker Peace. If you'd like to join the conversation today, we're talking about the Elks. Give us a call, 587-1400. We'll be back with more Speaker Peace right after these messages.
Friends, neighbors, customers. Maybe those sound different to you, but Bighorn Federal believes putting their local customers and local communities first brings us all closer together. And Bighorn Federal's local market knowledge, local board of directors, and local approval process quickly turns a customer into a friend. Local customers, local loans, and local deposits. That's doing business the Bighorn Federal way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Busting the budget is everyone's biggest fear when doing home renovations. Learn tips, techniques, and practical solutions to help make your home the best-looking house on the block. Tune into Today's Homeowner, hosted by national home improvement expert and media personality Danny Litford. Homeowners from all over the country call and email their home improvement questions on the air. Sponsored by Rocky Mountain Granite, Bighorn Basin Home Inspections, and Prime Property Management. Listen each Sunday from 7 and 9 a.m. on KODI AM 1400 and 96.7 FM.
It's a big sale going on right now at Linton's Big R in the housewares department. Save 10% off all Presto kitchen items. In the clothing department, 20% off on Cinch men's and women's long sleeve shirts and women's jeans, also by Cinch, at 20% off. And it's 30% off all toys in Toy Village right now at Linton's Big R.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wyoming Army National Guard. Aired by the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Listen Monday through Friday for the award-winning Speak Your Peace on KODI. Join host Darren Dudrick weekday mornings from 9 to 10 as he talks with guests covering topics that affect our local community and takes calls from you to discuss impacts. Wyoming Association of Broadcasters awarded KODI Speak Your Peace first place for best talk show in Wyoming. Tune in mornings 9 to 10 with rebroadcast from 4 to 5 in the afternoon. Speak Your Peace only on 1400 AM and 96.7 FM KODI, the Bighorn Basin's news authority.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We are back on Speaker Peace. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Darren Dudrick. Today we're talking about the Elks in the studio. It's our pleasure to have the grand exalted ruler of the Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks of the USA, Malcolm McPherson Jr. He's from New Jersey. And also Pat Russell, who's from Guernsey, Wyoming. She is the Elks Wyoming State President. Also locally here from the Cody Elks, we have Larry Christie. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call, 587-1400. I'll ask Malcolm, you and Pat both, people listening out there, maybe them personally or somebody they know, thinking about volunteering and trying to find an organization, a group they want to or you know, volunteer their time with. Why should somebody choose the Elks? If you were to give a sales pitch, so to speak, why they should pick the Elks to be a part of, what would you tell them?
Just think of this year. It's our 150th anniversary. We've been around 150 years doing charitable work, whether it's for the veterans, the youth, the scholarship, through the drug awareness programs. We're really trying to make this a family organization. Just in my own lodge, my daughter, my eldest daughter, is the Exalted Ruler. My youngest daughter is the secretary for the lodge. And my wife really is the trustee of the lodge, even though she's traveling with me this year. I mean, we have so much to offer. And with this anniversary, we really want to make the community aware of the great work that we're doing as Elks, but we really want to be partners with the community. If we can work with the local commissioners, the mayors, the government, and really work hand in hand, I think that we can make a difference in our community and make the community a better place for everybody.
Pat, well, what would you tell people if they were looking to join an organization? Why the Elks? What would you tell them?
Well, I think, number one, partly the variety of programs. So we're not just a one-stop shop. So what is their interest? That would be what I would want to ask them first. What do you want to be involved in? What are your concerns in the community? Maybe the Elks can even help with that if we haven't developed that program. So because we're very open, you know, to explore all of those opportunities. So to me, it's about what would that person want to do? And then find that way to get them involved. So,
is there anything you think, Malcolm, that the Elks should be a part of that maybe they're not? I mean, would you like to see the national group or maybe on a statewide or local level them push to be a part of, you think?
Well, the one program I am pushing this year that we highlighted in New Jersey through the drug awareness program is we have it for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, a conference each year. We call it the Path to Leadership on a Thursday. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have the high school students come in, and we have the experts come in to speak to them about bullying, peer pressure, drug abuse. And this year, we did it last year with New Jersey and the Maryland, Delaware, D.C. State Association, where we streamed that live and through video presentations to the state. So we're trying to do it this year for the states that I've been visiting, talking about is going to be the first Saturday in February of this year to become part of that live stream and the video, so every state can be part of this peer leadership, you know, so to speak, the whole program. So that I'm pushing, you know, very big this year, besides membership.
Anything past statewide that you're trying to maybe push an event or something that the Elks, you see the state Elks be involved in a little bit more in?
Oh, I think there's always opportunity to be more involved. So it's, again, it's looking at what are the needs and then trying to determine how to move forward. I can't say that specifically I've thought of anything like Malcolm has, but I've been working on some other things. But definitely, again, we're open to any ideas. So if there's a need out there or a community that does not have an Elks organization and they're interested in possibly starting one, you know, we're here to help do that. So we do assist communities if they don't have an Elks today, and so they don't have to do it by themselves. We actually have a committee for that.
Is there something about the Elks you think people, there's probably a lot that people don't know if they're not involved, but is there anything really cool you think that's someone you'd like the audience to know about the Elks that maybe they don't know?
I think we summed it up pretty well today with all the programs. But if somebody really wants to know about the Elks and they don't know about it, we have a great website, elks.org. You go on there and show the programs that we do, the programs that are available for individuals. And if you're interested in becoming an Elk, if you put your zip code in, it will send your information to the local Elks Lodge in that area so they can contact you and to see your interest in becoming an Elk.
Okay. Well, you guys switch mics. I'm going to ask Pat a question about just state involvement. People that want to get involved in, or maybe there's a town out there. You said they can just go on the website and check that out.
Absolutely. I'd recommend anyone go out to which is WYOElks.org, and see what we do, see what we're about.
Larry, locally here in Cody, how can people get involved? Maybe they're not an Elk member. Is the best thing to maybe walk down to the Elks and walk, they can't get, or can they get in there? So how do they do
that? Yeah, absolutely. We have guests there all the time. Actually, February 16th, we're having our annual margarita party, margarita and taco party.
Okay.
And where we have we're having karaoke, I believe, this year, and we have tacos and margaritas, and we you get an opportunity for community members to meet all our officers. Our officers are out on the floor visiting with them and letting them know what we do and what they could be involved in. It's been very successful, that margarita party. And then we've got the extravaganza at the rec center this year again, which we've had a huge amount of success with a lot of kids
during Easter.
There.
Yep.
And that's open to any kid and their parents, and we generally have a huge Easter egg hunt, and we feed everybody hot dogs and chips and cookies and good things like that. And that's another way that we get community people to come and see kind of what we're doing. And then we have our chili cook-off in June, the Wild West chili cook-off. Mm-hmm. And last year we had a great turnout. We made about $2,200 that we were able to donate to our vets to send 22 guys back on the honor flights to see our new war memorials in Washington, D.C. They got to see the Vietnam vets, the Korean vets, and our World War II vets. And the World War II vets have pretty much all been through, and now we're kind of working with the Korean and the Vietnam vets to get them back. And so we were able to help 22 guys with expenses to get out there and see those memorials.
What do you think is a key that you'd like to let people know locally why they should be a part of the Cody Elks Lodge here in Cody?
Well, we're a family organization, and we're really involved in our community. And if they want to become involved, it's a great organization to join. I mean, there's plenty for everybody, and it's, you don't have to do everything. If you pick one event out one day a year, you can make a huge difference in people's lives.
Is there a fee involved with being part of the Elks, or is there any kind of annual fee just to let people know?
Yes, there is. There is an annual fee, but it's very, very reasonable.
And people can call the Elks here in Cody if they want to be involved.
Absolutely.
Or talk to a fellow
Elk.
Or
just come down and we've got a bell out front ringing, and one of our officers will greet you in the lodge and kind of show you what's going on and help you through the process of becoming a member, yes.
Okay. I'm going to have you switch back with Malcolm, and I'm going to ask Pat meanwhile. I'll give you about a minute. Is there anything that you want to say in closing, Pat, just about the Elks or statewide or listen to our listeners out there?
Well, the one thing about the Elks that it's hard to describe what you get out of it. We give back to our communities, but in essence, you really get a lot out of this as well from the volunteer and how you impact people's lives. You know, we recently just helped a young man with some extensive dental needs, and to see him smile and have a whole different outlook on life, I can't tell you how much that makes me feel good inside. So I think that's the one thing. It's, you know, it's what you get back out of it as well.
Malcolm, we'll give the grand exalted ruler the last word. You have about 40 seconds. Anything you'd like to say in closing?
Yes. I mean, the Elks is a volunteer organization that we give to charities. Last year, through our volunteer hours, mileage, and the money we gave to different charities, totaled over $335 million.
That's incredible.
This year, my goal is to get $1 million a day, so we hit $365 million of donated volunteer hours, mileage, and money.
Wow, that is really incredible, and I really appreciate Malcolm McPherson, the Grand Exalted Ruler of the National Elks, Pat Russell, the Wyoming Elks State President, Larry Christie here locally, the Cody Elks, for coming on our show today to talk about the Elks. A wonderful organization. I want to thank each of you, Larry, what you guys do locally, Malcolm nationally, and the Pat statewide. Thank you guys so much, and Malcolm, don't get caught in rush hour, would you?
Thank you.
Hey, guys, thanks for coming today. Appreciate it. And that will do it for Speak Your Peace. Thanks for listening today. I'm Darren Dudrick. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
This has been Speak Your Peace with Darren Dudrick on 1400 AM, 96.7 FM KODI Cody, and 1140 AM KZMQ Grable.